Blog Talk Radio.
I got so many theories and suspicions. I'm diagnosed with real nigga condition. Today is the day I follow my intuition. Keep the family close, get money for bitches. I double park the Austin in the red. My mama told me that I'ma work myself to death. My girl told me don't let these hoes get in my head. My world been ecstatic, I checked the signals that read. Buzzing, radar's in buzzing. Yeah, yeah. Fox News wanna use my name for percentage. My latest news is my niece, she worth living. See me on the TV and scream, that's Uncle Kendrick. Yeah, that's the business. Somebody tell Gerardo this nigga got some ambition. I'm not a politician, I'm not about a religion. I'm an Israelite, don't call me black no more. That word is only a color, it ain't facts no more. My cousin Carl, Duckworth said know my words. And Deuteronomy say that we all been cursed. I know he walks the earth, but it's money to get, bitches to hit. Yeah, zeros to flip, temptation is, yeah, first on my list, I can't resist, yeah. Everyone together now, know that we forever buzzing. Radar is buzzing. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Buzzing. Radar is buzzing. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You know, in Augusta, Georgia, I used to shine shoes on the steps of a radio station, WRDW. I think we started at 3 cents, and we went to 5 and 6, never did get to a dime. But today, I own that radio station. You know what that is? That's Black Power. Right here.
Don't send me no other place, I don't know nothing. Talk about my home, just give me some Georgia, some Alabama, some Mississippi, some New York, and some California, Texas, and some North Carolina, and some South Carolina, and Virginia, some Illinois, and some West Virginia, some Dakota, South Dakota, North Dakota. See, I can't name all the different places now. If I leave anybody out, don't get mad, because I just, you know, just a cat trying to keep it going. Some Ohio, too, yeah. Some Indiana, Michigan. Yeah, I'm coming from the good Kentucky, Tennessee. Yeah, I'm getting it together, you know. Just give me a little time.
Alito, Oseo, this is L. Rock Smith today, and you are tuned in live to another podcast on our Talk Tons of America Network. As always, I like to start the show off with thanking the Ankh Esters for allowing me to use this platform to give out this information to my people and to the world. Shay, with that being said, you know, this is the second episode, Legality 101 with L. Rossman Bay, and we're going to do a little short recap of last night. You know, I went in a little legalese, broke down some of the actual true definition of certain words or legal designations that have been applied to the oppressed people of the world, such as minor or minority, you know, and then we dealt with the opposite of that, the major or majority. What is the true meaning of these words? We dealt with what is the other legalese, like how legalese is used against us in law, and how we're not aware of the certain meanings that are in the statuses that are attached to these words, and how we take it on unknowingly. You know, tonight is going to be a little different. We're going to kind of move ahead and go into trust law, and we're going to deal with what are the elements that create a trust. You know, what are some of the titles that are needed when, or what is really a trust? So we're going to get into that tonight. And again, I'm going to do a little short recap of last night. Like I said, we deal with minorities. What is a minority? What is the majority, right? We dealt with nationality, right? What is the definition, the legal definition of nationality? We dealt with statelessness. What is the legal definition of stateless? What is the legal definition of refugee? What is the legal definition of immigrant? Immigrant spelled with an E, because there's two words that sound the same. Immigrant, one spelled with the I, and immigrant, one spelled with the E. And they have two different meanings, not to be confused. Okay. And this is going to take about 5 minutes for this recap. Minority. The legal definition of a minority is one who is incapable of legally providing for themselves or having any sway or say in their legal matters. They have no legal capacity, in other words, stemming from the root minor, right? Someone who is under the age of 18, right? Literally an infant, okay? Oh, this is just regurgitating some of the definitions that I gave yesterday night, okay? Then we went naturally into what is the legal definition of majority, right? Someone who has full legal capacity, someone who is competent, right, and can take care of their legal matters. They do not need a guardian, right? Then we dealt with what is the legal definition of nationality, which was your political status, right? And what determines your nationality is your birth and your heritage, okay? Then we dealt with the legal definition of statelessness, one who has no nationality, one who is not tied to any nation on earth, either by means of legal or lawful degradation, you know, or denationalization, which is mainly the position, the current position that most of us in America are in tonight, today. Statelessness, because we're in what is known as an identity crisis, right? So definitely, if you didn't listen to that show last night, it'd be good to go back and listen to that previous show, so you can kind of catch up on the definitions. So that way, when I can say certain words, you'll have a better understanding of the true meaning, okay? And we're on the same level. Right now, we're going to deal with trust law, okay? So first of all, what is a trust? Right? The legal definition of a trust is a relationship whereby property is held by one party for the benefit of another. Okay? It's that simple. In layman terms, a trust is a relationship whereby property is held by one party for the benefit of another. Okay? And now there's a couple elements that we must get down in our mind so that we can understand the entirety of what a trust is and how it operates, right? Okay. Now, a trust created by a settler, okay, remember that term, a settler. A trust is created by a settler, okay, who transfers property to a trustee, okay? So the trustee is the property holder. The trustee is given legal title to the trust property, obligated to act for the good of the beneficiaries. Okay. I'm going to read this again so it can kind of settle in your mind. A trust is a relationship whereby property is held by one party for the benefit of another. A trust is created by a settlor who transfers property to a trustee. The trustee is given legal obligated to act for the good of the beneficiaries. Okay? So what are the three main elements in a trust? Well, you need a settlor, one who's going to create the trust, right? Then you need a trustee, the one who's going to transfer the who had that property transferred to them from the settler and is given legal title, then you need the beneficiary, okay? One who reaps all the benefits, right? As marked by his name, beneficiary, okay? So those are the three main elements, okay, in a trust. The settler, trustee, and a beneficiary or beneficiaries. And another name for the settler, okay, the property owner who transfers legal ownership to the trustee, there's a few names or titles that is used along with settler. There's the grantor and also the trustor, and they're all one and the same, okay. So remember, settler, grantor, trustor, they're all one and the same, okay? Kind of short and simple and sweet tonight. So just kind of meditate on those definitions that I gave, you know, the basic elements of a trust. And we're going to get deeper into it further along in the upcoming episodes, okay? And again, this trust or trust law, this is dealing with estates, this is dealing with inheritance, right? This is dealing with property, you know, that is inherited over time from elders, from your ancient indigenous foremothers and forefathers. They left trust and estates, right? They left certain for their posterity, okay, that is used in the Constitution. And speaking of the Constitution, there is actually a House resolution that is passed that acknowledged that the Confederacy actually laid the foundation for the Constitution, and basically the whole draft of the Constitution is from the Iroquois Confederation Constitution. Okay. And it's not word for word, but it's just about basically plagiarism. But they actually acknowledged it in this House resolution. Okay, and all you have to do is look up House Resolution Iroquois Confederacy. Okay. And that's something that a lot of people aren't aware of. That we actually, the indigenous people of America, we gave them the foundation for everything that in order to operate and to function in our land. Okay, they had to actually get our permission to do business. They had to get our permission to trade, etc. And when they say a treaty was signed, all a treaty is basically a contractual agreement. So they're speaking about contracts, law again, dealing with law. Okay. And if you have any questions or comments, feel free to call in. Now is the time. I have a little Q&A right now. See, we have one caller. Last four digits ending in 0326. You have a question or comment? Last four digits ending in 0326. You have a question or comment? The floor is open. That has a no. All right, now we're going to continue on with the show. We're going to again go into more legalese, go into the definition, some words that we don't know or we have no idea of the actual meaning that is used in law or what some of these officials and these government officials specifically say when they use these words against us. Because you got to remember, the tongue is always sharper than the sword. That's one of the sayings that's used in the army. The pen, also, the pen is mightier than the sword. Okay? Because all they have to do is write off something, and bam, they're at war. All you have to do is write off a person. Okay? So remember, the pen and the tongue is mightier than the sword, because it's about controlling the mentality and the mental mindset of people in the world. All right, now we're going to have a little, like I said, couple more definitions of going into legalese and the true meaning of words at law. One of the words is color. Okay. Color. What is the legal definition of color? And I'm using this color because that is the root word of color or colorable. the legal definition of color as found in second edition Black's Law Dictionary is an apparent semblance or simulacrum as distinguished from what is real, a prima facie or apparent right. Hence, a deceptive, plausible, assumed exterior concealing a lack of reality. Okay. So that is the legal definition of color. In more or less words, it's basically saying that color in law is the appearance or front of something appearing real when it is not, authority when it does not. Okay. And it is meaning corporation, right? Meaning institution or any other type of legal entity. But you know the definition of color. Let's look at color of law. This is again in the Black's Law Dictionary, second edition. You can go online, and it's there. What is color of law? The appearance or semblance without the substance of legal right. Okay? So now that you know the meaning of color and color of law, you can see how anyone who identifies as black, colored, Negro, or African American is under color of law, meaning they have the appearance, but they have no legal rights whatsoever. Okay? Because they have accepted this legal designation or status, which placed them in an inferior position in law. Okay? So it's a deprivation of rights. And you can actually proof me or check me for credibility by looking up Section 2 of Title 18. Of the United States Code, and that'll actually go into a little deeper into the deprivation of rights under color of law. Okay, so this is actually real. This is happening right now in real time, used against indigenous people worldwide. All right, I like thank everyone for tuning in. This concludes another episode on our Talk Times of America Network. This was Legality 101, Bill Rossman Bay. I'll be on tomorrow night at 10 o'clock p.m. Central Time Zone, and we're going to continue what we left out tonight. With that being said, your identity is your most powerful possession, because without it, you are no one. Wanishi, thank you.
I got so many theories and suspicions. I'm diagnosed with real nigga condition. Today is the day I follow my intuition. Keep the family close, get money for bitches. I double park the Austin in the red. My mama told me that I'ma work myself to death. My girl told me don't let these hoes get in my head. My world been ecstatic, I checked the signal that read. Buzzing, radar just buzzing. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Fox News, wanna use my name for percentage. My latest news is my niece, she worth living. See me on the TV and scream, that's Uncle Kendrick. Yeah, that's a business. Somebody tell Gerardo this nigga got some ambition. I'm not a politician, I'm not about a religion. I'm a Israelite, don't call me black no more. That word is only a color, it ain't facts no more. My cousin Carl.